The writer Somerset Maugham called Florida a sunny place for shady people. A couple of decades before Bernie Madoff hit Palm Beach, a pair of cat burglars made their way up and down the coast. Manalapan, Juneau Beach, Hobe Sound. Under the Sun's Lynn Milner tells us where they are now.
Well, you have to go a little, I guess, slower for me, you know why?
Oh.
Ever since I had pneumonia, I can get out of breath quick.
Oh, okay.
It's a Saturday morning on Juneau Beach, and I'm walking with Dominic Latella. We're trying to find the DuPont mansion. It's really hot. We have to walk about a mile, and he's wearing long pants and a polyester shirt.
This is it. This is it.
This isn't the first time Dominic's been to the DuPont mansion. Back in 1973, he and his partner, Pete Salerno, robbed the place. They were known as the Dinner Set Gang because they usually struck while people were home, eating dinner. They knew that women almost never wear their jewels at home. Plus, defenses are down. And so is the alarm system.
Hmm. Oh, what a beautiful memory.
We're hidden by tall sea oats, but Dominic's nervous that someone will see us. We climb a short set of stairs to get a good look at the house. It's one story, cream-colored, brown shingle roof. On that night, 35 years ago, Dominic and Pete came by boat, a Zodiac with a souped-up engine. Dominic was the lookout guy. He shows me where he stood so that he could see both the bedroom and the dining room. The plan was that he would whistle if he saw someone leaving the dining room table. He tries to do that whistle now, but it's hard because he's missing some teeth.
A little out of the net.
Pete is the one who would go in. He wasn't with us for the walk on the beach, but he remembers that it was dark out. The dining room was lit up. He saw a woman inside.
Her hair was light. She was elegant looking. She was lighting the candles on the table. You're lighting the candles, you're going to have dinner.
At the time, they didn't know the woman was an heir to the DuPont fortune. Pete made his way along the side of the house until he got to the balcony of the master bedroom. He had his pry bar ready, but when he tried the door, it was unlocked. He pulled his ski mask over his face, walked in, and began counting to himself.
101, 102, 103.
Pete never stayed in a house longer than 3 minutes. He closed the bedroom door, locked it, and propped a chair under the knob. He held a pen light in his mouth. In the bathroom, on the counter, there was a pair of diamond earrings. He slipped them into his pocket. He didn't carry a weapon, he says, just a small knife for cutting wood and window screens. He moved.